Welcome to the Peace Wanted podcast. So I want to make a podcast,
yes,
which is of people, so that when people say to me, what is this UCP?
Yeah.
I say, well, you can hear from me, but you can also hear people telling their story.
Yeah.
So is it okay if we do an audio recording? So if I record? Okay. So, perfect. It's been such a pleasure to meet you, and because I've heard so much about you. This morning, you told such a lovely story about something that happened to you.
Yeah.
And that's why this means so much to you.
Yeah.
Would you be able to share that story?
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Parfait Nahuba. I'm from Burundi, the National Coordinator of Quaker Peace Network Burundi. So I like UCP, and yesterday we doing our small groups, there were some things that people said about recognizing the traditional ways of doing UCP, and that time I remember the story during the 12-year civil war in Burundi. When in Burundi we have three main ethnic groups, the Hutus, the Tutsis, and the Batwa ethnic group. And I and my husband are coming from the Hutu ethnic group. And we had the two neighbors who were from the Tutsi ethnic groups. One of them was threatening us that he's going to burn our house. Yeah, one neighbor who was coming from the Tutsi ethnic group. And the second neighbor, who was also from the Tutsi ethnic group, when he heard about this, he decided to come to us every day from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., staying in our house. And as the one who was threatening us was coming from the same ethnic group as the one who was staying with us, he could not come and burn our house because his fellow Tutsi was with us. So this story reminded about protective presence.
Yeah.
The name of, the guy who was coming to stay with us was doing a direct protective presence, and yet he was not a trained about UCP.
He just knew that was what we had to do.
Yes, so that's why, I am still remembering him as
absolutely
one who did UCP without being trained.
Yeah.
And he was coming to our house, as I said, from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. And at the same time, he was going to his fellow Tutsi during the day to talk to him, to explain to him that we are both humans, that he doesn't have to burn our house. And this has been successful because finally our house was not burned. Yes.
I am very glad to hear that that worked. That's a fantastic experience.
And during the 2020 elections in Burundi, Quaker Peace Network has established 5 early warning early response teams. And there was one early warning early response team who was in Bubanza province in Burundi, in at Muzinda center. And there was one person who was coming from the main opposition political party who felt threatened. He wanted also to run away because he was being threatened by members coming from a different political party. And our early warning, early response team in that community, when they heard about it, they also decided to go and visit the person every time in the morning, at noon. The leader of the early warning and response team was Christophe Butoyi. He was supposed to come to attend this gathering. Unfortunately, he didn't get his visa. They had to go in the morning to visit with that person who felt it threatened, okay, at noon, in the evening, and finally, because of that protective presence being together with him, he finally felt that he was safe, and he didn't flee, he didn't run away from his home until he was able to vote on the day of election. So
amazing. Yeah. So really, it's part of democracy as well.
Yes.
It's ensuring that people are safe enough to participate in democracy as well as to live and to work.
Yeah. And this is creativity, because they didn't know my story about the one who protected us by being with us the whole for 7 hours or even 8 hours at night. But they were creative to protect the person so that he can feel safe. So UCP works.
UCP works. What a fabulous thing. I do so appreciate it. Your work in Burundi is absolutely amazing. And
Thank you very much.
And we're really glad that you're able to come and share that with us. Thank you so much, Parfait.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you for joining us. Come back soon.